Welcome to Pocketful of Grace. I'm Pastor Scott Schull of Grace Lutheran Church in State College, Pennsylvania.
And I'm Pastor Carolyn Hetrick.
It's week six of our Lenten series of podcasts that we call Learning Too. Each week we pause and meditate upon a passage from Scripture which helps us to learn how to follow Jesus more closely. This week we join Jesus and the disciples shortly before his arrest and crucifixion. And we watch as a woman anoints Jesus with expensive ointment. Some harshly criticize her for her actions, claiming it is wasteful and foolish. But Jesus seizes the moment to help us learn how to give ourselves away.
But before we do that, let's take time to breathe deeply and pray. Today, we will do so by using a few words from Psalm 22, part of which Jesus quotes from the cross. As we breathe in, we will say, "Do not be far away," and then say, "Come quickly to my aid," as we breathe out. We'll do that three times. Do not be far away. Come quickly to my aid. Do not be far away. Come quickly to my aid. Do not be far away. Come quickly to my aid.
Life is full of expectations. Some are imposed upon us. For example, maybe someone in your family pushed you toward a particular profession or urged you to live in a certain area. Other expectations we heap upon ourselves. We have expectations concerning our careers, our income, and our relationships. Some of those expectations are good and healthy, and they spur us to achieve our full potential. Others can be destructive and painful. What are the expectations that are burdening you and holding you back right now? What are the expectations that are spurring you to greater heights? And where is God in all this? Take a moment and reflect.
Throughout his ministry, Jesus told his disciples that he would suffer, die, and rise again. They never really understood him, and in any event, it didn't sound like the kind of thing someone divinely appointed, a Messiah, should ever endure. But a precious few, including a woman in Bethany, understood the fullness of who Jesus was and what he was about to do. Listen to what she did and how the others responded as we read from the 14th chapter of Mark's Gospel. It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people." While he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar, a very costly ointment of nard, and she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. But some were there who said to one another in anger, "Why was this ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and the money given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her."
A denarii was the usual wage for a laborer. The ointment the woman used on Jesus was worth 300 denarii, or about a year's worth of income. Can you imagine pouring something that valuable on another person's head? I think we can all understand why some of the people scolded her. And maybe you'd feel the same if you saw somebody buy a $60,000 bottle of champagne just to smash it over a newly built ship to christen it. Wouldn't your mind race with all the things that money could have been better spent upon, like housing for the homeless, tuition for someone who can't afford to go to school, or groceries for someone who's hungry?
Now move beyond mere money and consider your own life. We won't have the opportunity to anoint Jesus with priceless ointment, but we do have the opportunity to lavish Jesus with the priceless gift of our hearts and our time. We can give ourselves away to Jesus by worshiping and loving him, and by serving and loving our neighbors. Has anyone ever told you that you are wasting your time and your talents by attending church or taking care of someone? How would Jesus respond?
The woman in Bethany honored Jesus by anointing him because it demonstrated that she really knew who Jesus was and what he was destined to accomplish as our Savior. And so she devoted everything she had to him. She gave him more than just ointment. She gave him her heart, all of it. Jesus wants all of your heart, too. Listen to our lesson from Mark's Gospel again. It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people." While he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard, and she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. But some who were there, who said to one another in anger, "Why was the ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her."
How is Jesus helping you learn how to give yourself away? What might he be calling you to do? Take a moment to think about that, and to ask God about anything that's on your heart as you've pondered this reading. Thank you.
Before we go, let's take a moment again to breathe and pray using words from Psalm 22. As we breathe in, say, "Do not be far away." And then say, "Come quickly to my aid," as we breathe out. Let's do that three times. Do not be far away. Come quickly to my aid. Do not be far away. Come quickly to my aid. Do not be far away. Come quickly to my aid.
Join us each week for another episode of Learning Too, through the week of Easter. Next week, we will be learning to be amazed as we ponder Jesus' resurrection. In the meantime, mark your calendars for Maundy-Thursday worship at Grace on Thursday, March 28th at 6:15 p.m. On Good Friday, March 29th, we have two worship opportunities. At 1 p.m., we will gather at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church and State College for the Stations of the Cross and choral anthems from St. Andrew's and Grace. Then, at 6:15 p.m., we will have our annual Good Friday Tenebrae service in our sanctuary here at the corner of Beaver and Garner in State College. Both our Maundy-Thursday service and our evening Good Friday service will also be live-streamed. Just visit our website, glcpa.org, and click Watch. And remember that you can download our free GLCPA app so that you have Grace on the go wherever your journey takes you. Take care, beloveds.